Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Yes, thank you, New Zealand On Air Music. It is time for Fancy New Band. We're here with Emerson.
Hi.
Hey, how are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty
That's
well.
Good. Thanks for having
this
me.
This is your third time.
Yeah.
Third time's the charm.
Oh, yeah.
Very excited to see what you've got this time.
Oh, yeah.
Many projects. You wear many hats.
Yeah, definitely. Last one, first time I came in here was with a band called Fan Club. Second time with Parkdale. And now here with my solo project, Emerson.
Hell yeah. Hell, do you just want to jump straight into it?
Yeah, let's do it. This first one is called Carry Me Home From The Car. I'm out today. What's half a lie and part-time disguise, and you know what you're doing? Is that all what matters? A better status? What's the point when I'm losing my whimsicality and my personality for someone half as fun and kind? Someone I don't even like, all obsessed with vanity, slowly losing sanity. I thought what matters was on the inside, but now I'm feeling left behind. Carry me home from the car. I know it's close, but it feels so far. My oyster is the world, and I'm unlucky. I'll go. Hold my hands and swing me high. Tell me I can touch the sky. Make me feel when I was small, 'cause now I feel nothing at all. Tear stained and ready, let go of Teddy, you held since a child. Rid of your flaws and take off the claws that you've had since you've been alive. They're taking my whimsicality and my personality for someone half as fun and kind. Someone I don't even like, all obsessed with vanity, slowly losing sanity. I thought what matters was on the inside, but now I'm feeling left behind.
Carry me home from the car. I know it's close, but it feels so far. My oyster is the world, and I'm one lucky young girl.
Awesome. And you were saying that song's just come out.
Yeah, came out today. Yeah.
Today, awesome.
Yeah, on all streaming services.
What was it called again?
That was called Carrying Me Home From The Car.
Lovely.
Lovely. Yeah, this next one is... So yeah, I've never played Carry Me Home From The Car live, so that was scary.
Oh, you did great.
Thank you. Yeah, I've got my backing band with me. I've got Elliot on the drums, and I've got Liam on guitar, and I've got Hugo on sound, as well as Molly, thank you. Yeah, this next one is called Residue.
Awesome.
take me somewhere safe. Myself, will things get better or worse? I feed your flame as you flee and run. I ask if we're lovers in every universe. You ask if we even are in this world.
Trying to like clap and put the mics on at the same time.
Yeah, that was Residue. What else? Oh yeah, you can catch me and my backing band at Others Way on November 30th, the end of this month. Super excited about that one. Yeah, one more song to play. Thank you so much for having me.
No worries, thank you for coming.
Yeah, this one is my, well, I used to introduce it as my only song out, but I have another song out, but this is the first song I released, and it's called Bored. So
awesome, let's hear it.
Yeah. Your ring around my neck. Treat me like a marionette. Whisper me those pretty lies. Love me in disguise. Go back to your house that once was home. Like cat and mouse, you chase what you don't. That I'm sad. 2 years down the drain, I have to start again. You go on about God, but brag about your sins.
ever find you hot. You just get under my skin.
So I'm trying to erase the picture of your face. Don't smile at me like that. I'm not under your hold. You thought I don't know you were just another lesson. And I can taste the
love me a little shorter, use me a little longer, take your prize. Love me in disguise, burn my clothes and stab my back. Empathy is what you lack. Take my shirt, take my best friend. This never happened, I pretend.
Awesome, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
And people can catch you at The Others Way on the 30th of November.
Yes.
You're playing the All Ages stage, yes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, exciting. And you can get tickets to just the All Ages stage as well for people who can't go to the whole festival. Mm-hmm. And if you've gone to the whole festival, you can still catch the All Ages stage. So there you go. Awesome, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
Woo-hoo! That was a fancy new band. Thanks to you.
Stop now, Jennifer. 95BFM are pleased to be presenting the following events.
November 2nd, Nathan Haynes at the Power Station.
November 9, The Buzzcocks and Modern English at the Power Station.
November 23rd,
Bob Mould at the Power Station.
November 23rd, Woody Donner at Double Whammy.
Friday, November 8, Reb Fountain at the Hollywood Avondale.
November 30,
The Others Way 2024 all across Karangahape Road.
December 5th, Darts and June Rats at Double Whammy.
Friday, December 13, Mannequin Pussy at the Tuning Fork.
February 21st, OCs at the Hollywood Avondale.
March 6th, Kneecap at the Power Station.
March 12th, Fontaines DC at Spark Arena.
March 19th, Cigarettes After Sex at Spark Arena.
May 3rd, Reb Fountain at the Auckland Town Hall.
May 16, Joan is Policewoman at the Ray Friedman Arts Centre.
For more information on shows presented by BFM, head to 95bfm.com.
Everybody's happy nowadays because the Buzzcocks are returning to New Zealand with their arsenal of punk anthems. Live at the Power Station, November 9.
What do I get? Oh, what do I get?
Be there to witness short, sharp slices of sublime Buzzcocks, loved by legions of bands and fans worldwide. If you want a taste of their incendiary, raucous and influential sound, then don't miss this show. The Buzzcocks, live at the Power Station, November 9. Tickets from plusone.co.nz.
It's Southbound's record of the day.
Call Tina's Pink Cactus Cafe. The return of 21st century Manchester indie rock.
Wait till you hear it on vinyl. Find this and more at Southbound Records.
SRN brethren, the time is almost upon us. This coming Saturday, heed my call. Rise to the surface and claim your prize. Oh, and make sure to wear your best human skin suit. It's a classy event.
New Zealand On Air presents the Mighty Aotearoa Alternative Awards 2024. The votes are in and the winners are picked. Find out who's taking home what this Saturday on the 2nd of November at 7 p.m. Listen in on air or watch online at srn.nz.
You ready to play?
Yeah. I've just got to piss real quick. All right. Showtime. 95BFM Drive Live. Trillions of listeners will hear me. I'll finally make Mum proud if she listens. Maybe Freddie will listen and finally think I'm hot and cool and lovable. Oh, come on!
Hurry up!
Okay, this is it. Time to shine. Crap! No toilet paper.
Tune in every Friday live. Music beaming in direct from 95BFM Drive. Friday live on 95BFM. Thanks to McLeod's Brewery and NZ On Air.
Bathroom stones.
time. I've been saying things like, yeah, I know you're not mine. There's so many people that just wanna be loved, but you're the only pair of hands I can think of. There's so many people that want to be loved, see them walk around.
Was There's So Many People That Want To Be Loved by Sorry. I have a tattoo of the chorus of that. I've got a little astronaut walking a dog with odd socks in a graveyard because I love that song. That brings us to the end of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to Emerson for coming and playing on Fancy New Band. And thank you, of course, to the Tuning Fork to help for helping make this all possible. And this last track is Angel Olsen, All The Good Times.
I can't say that I'm sorry when I don't feel so wrong anymore. I can't tell you I'm trying when there's nothing left here to try for. And I don't know how it happened, we both abandoned reason we used to believe. Was it love that we shared when we easily cared? Now it's impossible to conceive. I don't know who can see if you've ever learned how to let someone in. Well, I've tried to come find you, but I just don't know where to begin. If you've ever been open, there's no way of knowing but the way that knowing you has been. Was it always so broken? If these thoughts were spoken, would it bring us together again? I can't say that I'm sorry when I don't feel so wrong anymore. I can't tell you I'm trying when there's nothing left here to try for. Well, I can't be the one to keep holding you back. If there's something you're missing, then go right ahead. I'll be long gone. Thanks for the songs, 'cause it's time to
That was Morning Glory on 95 BFM.
Thanks to the Tuning Fork.
From our studio to yours, this is Various Artists.
Kia Marie. Tēnā koutou katoa. Ko jau toku ingoa. Nau mai haere mai ki te Various Artists mō tēnei wiki. Beth and Sophia are away today, so I'm covering in their stead. E whai ake nei, coming on the show today. Sophia has a kōrero with Robbie Hancock about Permissions, a group exhibition with Jana Dombrowski Imbai, Dale Palfreeman and August Ward, currently on our art space Aotearoa. Beth had a kōrero with renowned abstract painter Gretchen Albrecht about Liquid States, a show exhibiting works from the 70s and 80s, showing at Te Uru Gallery. And for stage direction this week, Alice Canton will be joining me in the studio to chat with Johanna Cosgrove and Briley Stent about their shows at Basement Theatre, High Delusion and Soft Carnage, as well as the Basement Theatre fundraiser. He aho whakaro, we would love to hear your thoughts on these pieces, so tuku pātuhi mai, you can text us on 5395. Also, after the show, koa e wariware e ahe ana koto te whakarongo ki e nei kōrero ano hei pakihiri rokiroki mā runga I te pai tukutuku o Irarangi Poho me haere ki 95BFM irakati.com. You can catch all these chats and more by podcast on the 95BFM website, 95BFM.com.
Various Artists, so you can go to the opening for more than just the snacks.
Permission is Artspace Aotearoa's annual exhibition, which commissions three early career emerging artists living in Tamaki Makaurau. This year, showing the works of Jana Dombrowski Imbai, Dale Palfreeman, and August Ward. Across film, site responsive installation, and sculpture, Dombrowski Imbai's practice is a poetic inquiry into material and immaterial temporalities across human and more than human scales. Palfreeman's sculpture practice has primarily used metal, concrete, wood, and beeswax to create environments that explore the edges of bodily autonomy through the tensions between the industrial and natural materials employed. And Ward's painting practice is concerned with the visual makers of affluence and aspirational consumerism, in particular the emblems of fashion, beauty, interior design, and reality TV. Sophia had a kōrero with Artspace Aotearoa Kaiāwhina Whakaturanga assistant curator Robbie Hancock about the exhibition and the artists' practices.
So this exhibition is Artspace Aotearoa's annual exhibition showing emerging early career artists. How would you describe this period in an artist's career, and why is this sort of show important?
Yeah, I guess there's a lot of newness. It can be a fraught period. I guess in terms of its sort of positives and possibilities, there's openness, there's newness, there's maybe less expectation on what you do and what you practice. So there's a kind of open-endedness that allows for experimentation, that allows for trying new things, and it also allows for failure, which I think is super important, to test things out and to test out also what doesn't work or to test out what isn't for you. I think a lot of it is also finding preferences and finding ways of working and, yeah, establishing your own set of values, I think, is really important, and that happens often quite early on. You see through recent graduates or people in university quite often the sort of core issues or the core sort of, I mean, at Artspace we describe it as the engine of the practice. That is often established quite early on, and you see people sort of motoring through that for a really long time afterwards. Yeah, so sort of like figuring out how to make that practice keep going, basically. And then on the flip side of that, there is the sort of more fraught elements where you're learning how to resource what you do. You're learning how to navigate things like CNZ. You're learning how to navigate like real estate of having a studio. Post-university, you are navigating what it means to lose the resources that you have at university. So like the studios, the mentors, the cohort. I think it's like really important. And you're also learning how to navigate galleries as well, I think is can be tough to sort of figure out firsthand or to figure out alone, I guess. In terms of why is this sort of show important, the show here at ArtSpace is one of many different kinds of shows that I think is important for emerging practice. I kind of think like what's more important is the artist-run spaces and the self-made exhibitions that are self-propelled, that are sort of, you know, without the constraints of sort of traditional galleries, I guess. What happens in this kind of show and what we're trying to do with it is to provide some of those resources and provide some of that pastoral care that gets lost post-uni, I guess. And I think it's sort of unique in this way. But it is, yeah, it's important to sort of, you know, start learning how the gallery functions.
100%. Yeah, to kind of add on to what you're saying there about, you know, facilitating after that uni experience, this exhibition comes after a year of mentorship and support from senior artists Shannon Tao, Ruth Buchanan, and Judy Miller. How has this program shaped the artworks exhibited in this exhibition? What was that process like?
Yeah, I hope it hasn't shaped it in any kind of literal way. If I think of the practices and the artworks and the exhibition and the mentors that they worked with, I don't think there's a lot of visual evidence as to sort of, you know, taking on from the mentor. They've been paired because there's a sensitivity between their practices or approaches. And I think the purpose of mentorship is to drive what's existing in the artist practice, you know. I think, and what was the process like? It was fairly loose. It wasn't sort of a structured mentorship program. I mean, essentially, it was four meetings throughout the year that this person could, that the artist could have touch points with their mentor. So one early on, a couple through the progress, and you know, at least one close to the exhibition, and that was for them to be able to have that deep dive focus on their practice and research that was just an extra person outside of the gallery context they were able to do that with. And they all provided super interesting guidance and feedback. You know, I think with Shannon and Yana, Shannon, I think, helped Yana to sort of find this balance between the poetic and the tangible in her work, with